今天和大家分享的题目是如何得胜。
Today I will share the sermon. The topic is how to be victorious.
我们知道在撒母耳记上十七章里面讲到非利士人和扫罗王要打仗了。
We know in the first book of Samuel, it talk about the Philistine was about to fight at a war with the king Saul.
当时的情形是两军各占一个山头。
At that situation, two armies, each of the armies, reside in one top of the hill.
那所以呢，中间是一个低谷。
In between, there was a valley.
因此，谁的军队要先冲下山，再往上进攻的话呢，体力肯定消耗很多的。
So whichever the army decide to troop down the hill, pass through the valley, and go up the hill again, they're going to lose a lot of power because their body energy exhausted.
因此，谁都不愿意先进攻。
Therefore, none of the armies want to start attack.
那彼此呢，对立了有四十天之久。
They were at that situation, just faced each other, but no attack for about more than 40 days.
当时在非利士中有一个巨人叫做哥利亚。
At that time, there was a giant.In the army of the Philistines.
哇，这个哥利亚长得非常高大，凶很凶猛的样子。
Goliath was a giant. He was ferocious.
你知道他有多高吗？
Do you know how tall was Goliath?
比现在打篮球的姚明还要高。
He was even taller than the famous basketball player Yao Ming.
啊，如果我们碰到姚明，我们是怎么看他呢？我们都是这样看他。
If we ever get the chance to meet with Yao Ming face by face, how do we?Look at him. We're all going to look at him.
你想想看，这个哥利亚比姚明还要高大、魁梧，而且一脸凶相。
Can you imagine Goliath was even taller than Yao Ming, and he was just ferocious. He was fearful.
不要说跟他打了，你看着他怎么样，你都会害怕。
Not even think about to attack him. Even just look at him, you really fear.
这个哥利亚仗着他这个非常魁梧啊，所以他非常骄傲。
Because Goliath, he was a giant. Because of that, he was just self-pride.
他认为以色列的军队中没有一个是他对手的。
He thought there's no one can fight with him, no one can attack him from the armies of Israel.
所以哥利亚他就天天来骂阵。
Therefore, Goliath every day defied the armies of Israel.
那么扫罗王带着这个以色列的军队呢，没有一个人敢上去跟哥利亚单挑的。
King Saul and all the armies of Israel, none of them can come up to fight attack Goliath.
包括扫罗王自己也不敢去啊。
Even including the King Saul, he was so scared he was not able to fight this Goliath.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为大家看到哥利亚实在太高大凶悍的样子了。
Because Goliath was such a giant, he was ferocious.
心里害怕，未打先输。
Because they have such a fearful mood, even before the attack, they already lost.
啊，请大家来读撒母耳记上十七章十到十一节。
So please read the first book of Samuel, chapter 17, verse 10 and 11.
啊，一起来，请。那非利士人又说，我今日向以色列人的军队骂阵，你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人这些话，就惊慌极其害怕。
The first book of Samuel chapter 17 verse 10 and 11. Then the Philistine said, This day I defy the armies of IsraelGive me a man, and let us fight each other. On hearing the Philistines' words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified.
大家注意到了以色列人的反应是怎么样啊？
Did you pay attention? What was the response of Israelites?
哦，圣经说他们就极其惊慌，而且非常的害怕。
Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified.
看样子这个以色列人肯定惨败了。
Well, look at the situation. For sure, the Israelites was going to lost.
然而就在这个时候。
However, at that moment,
这个大卫呢，因为他爸爸吩咐说要送几个饼给他当兵的哥哥吃。
David was told by his father he was sent to the camp to bring some loaves of bread to his brothers.
因为当时大卫的三个哥哥都随着扫罗王去打仗。
Because at that time David had three older brothers. They all went to the troop with King Saul and fight in the battlefield.
所以大卫到了这个战场，听见这个歌利亚这样子的骂阵，实在很气愤。
When David came to the camp, came to the battlefield, he saw how Goliath defied the armies of Israelites, disgraced Israelites. He was just so upset.
请大家注意看啊，二十六节我读给大家听。
Please pay attention to the verse 26. I'm going to read it for you.
大卫。问站在旁边的人说：“有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列的羞辱吗？怎么待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？”
The first book of Samuel, chapter 17, verse 26. David asked the man standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine?" And remove this disgrace from Israel. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
请大家注意二十六节最后一句话。
Please pay attention at the last sentence of verse 26.
非常重要。
It's very important.
因为大卫说啊，他竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵了。
Because David said.He should defy the armies of the living God.
原来在大卫的心里面，以利亚是何许人也
？Because in David's heart and soul, who is Goliath?
哎呀，这个以利亚也未免太嚣张了吧
？Well, who is Goliath? He is so ferocious and so disgraceful.
他竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵
？How should he defy the armies?Of the living God.
换句话说，以色列的军队不是一般的军队。
In other words, the armies of Israel is not just any army.
因为以色列的军队是属于永生神的。
Because the armies of Israel, belongs to the living God Almighty.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要理解大卫的信念。
Brothers and sisters.We need to understand David's faith.
在大卫心里面认识、明白、有把握，知道是这个以色列的军队是永生神的军队。
In David's mind and soul, he knows for sure. His faith tells him the armies of Israel belongs to the living God Almighty.
因着大卫对神的这个信心、这个信念。就是他得胜的秘诀。
Because of David's faith, his strong faith in God, that was the secret of his winning.
当时的大卫不过是一个 teenager, 大概十七八岁而已。
At that time, David was just a teenager, a youngster, only, you know, 10 something years old.
单单看外表，大卫怎么打得过巨人哥利亚呢？
Just by the appearance, how can David defeat?The giant Goliath.
啊，一个是青少年，一个是那么高大、凶悍、有经验的战士。
One is a youth, a youngster, a teenager. The other one is a giant and ferocious soldier.
要是按人的看法啊，人的想法啊
，By human beings' opinion,
大卫要去跟哥利亚单挑，大卫是必死无疑吗
？If David attacked Goliath just one by one by himself. David for sure was not lost.
但是大卫心里所依靠的是万军之耶和华。
But in David's heart, what he relied on is the Almighty God, the Living God.
大卫对神的信心和他的勇气是他得胜的关键。
David's faith, strong faith in God, is the secret of his.
大卫不看敌人有多么高大，多么凶悍。
David didn't care how ferocious, how strong his opponent is.
大卫不看这些。
David doesn't care about those.
大卫看的 他所靠的乃是他对神的信心。
Who David truly cared? What David truly cared is his strong faith in the living God Almighty.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
我们一起读一下好吧？一起来，
together.
请来。单纯的信心产生强大的力量是得胜的秘诀。
Genuine faith in God will produce great power.
你对神单纯的信心会产生一个强大的力量，那个就是我们今天得胜的秘诀。
Genuine faith you have in God will produce great faith, will produce great power. That is the true secret of your victory.
今天在你的生活当中，你是不是全心全意的依靠神呢？
Today in your life, are you totally relying on God?
特别当你面对生活中的各种难处的时候，
Especially when you are facing the tough situations in life,
你是看外在的环境呢，还是凭着信心迎向你生命中的敌人歌利亚？
Are you justlooking at and pay attention to the external circumstances and the situations, or you are fearlessly facing the Goliath of your life. Goliath will show up in all sorts of forms. Goliath can create huge pressure and stress on you.
你如何面对你生命中的哥利亚？
How do you face the Goliath of your life?
你怎么得胜呢？
How do you win? How do you be victorious?
效法大卫。
Well, just do what David did.
就是靠着对神单纯强大的信心迎向前去。
By the strong faith in God and go forward.
我们对神的信心是我们得胜的秘诀。
Our strong faith in God is the secret of our victory.
不然的话，一般人反应就极其害怕，非常的惊慌了。
For most of people, their response is just fear, so fear and so scared.
大卫不是如此。
David didn't do that.
大卫先挑选了五颗光滑的石头。
First of all, David picked five strong stones.
手上拿着玄机，就对着巨人。对着巨人迎向前去。
He was about to slay to the Goliath, the giant, and he would just walk toward him.
哎，这个巨人哥利亚一看，哎呀，怎么以色列派这么一个啊，这个乳臭未干的小伙子来呢？
But Goliath was wondering, how come the army of Israel just sent this little teenager toward me?
哥利亚一定觉得这个太好笑了，笑死人了。
And Goliath thought that was just a joke.
哎呀，这个大卫手上连把刀都没有，打什么仗啊？
David even carried a sword in his hand. How can he attack in the battlefield?
但是这个时候，大卫说话了。
But at that time, David started to talk.
大卫说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪，我来攻击你是靠着什么？万军之耶和华的名嘛。”
David said, "You came to attack me by your sword and a."Spear and javelin, but I come to fight with you by the name of the living God Almighty.
弟兄姐妹看见没有？
Well, brother, sister, did you pay attention to it?
你把自己投入在当时那个情景当中。
If you put yourself in that situation,
面对那么一个高大强悍的巨人，
facing such a giant and so ferocious,
你来攻击我是靠着刀枪，我来攻击你是靠着。万军之耶和华的名。
You fight with me by your sword, your spear, your javelin, but I fight with you by the name of the living God Almighty.
请问大家看见什么？
Well, brothers and sisters, what do you see?
大卫得胜的关键就是他的信心。
The victory of the David is his strong faith in God.
我今天再问一遍，弟兄姐妹，当你面对你生命中的哥利亚的时候，你如何得胜？
Today, brothers and sisters, I'm going to ask you one more time. When you are facing the Goliath of your life, how do you be in victory?
我们作为神的儿女跟世界的人有什么不同呢？
As the children of God, how are we different than anyone else in this world?
箴言那里也提醒我们说，得胜在乎耶和华。
In the book of Proverbs, and chapter 21, verse 31, it says, But victory rests with the Lord.
这是圣经给我们的真理。
It is the truth given by the Bible.
如果你想要打败你生命中的歌利亚，
If you want to win over being victorious in the Goliath of your life,
首先你要除掉你害怕惊慌的心理。
First of all, you need to get rid of your fearfulness, your sadness, your scaredness.
不要看环境，不要看这个压力。
Don't just look at the external circumstances and all the stress.
而要全心全意的来依靠神。
But 100% truly rely in God.
诗人说得好。
Well, the poet said very right.
有人靠车，有人靠马，但是我们要提我们神耶和华的名。
Someone rely in the horse carriage, someone rely in the horse, but we need to rely on our living God Almighty.
我们作为神儿女有一个真理，我们必须要牢记的。
As a children of God, there's one truth we have to firmly remember.
就是我们的神是一位大能全能的神。
Because our God is one powerful God.
同意的人请说。
If you do agree, please say Amen.
我们的神是何等的大能，他是全能的神吗？
Our God is so powerful. He is almighty.
所以在人生的各种征战当中，我们的神一定会帮助我们得胜。
So during all sorts of battles in lifetime, our God will help us be in victories.
因为神爱我们，神绝对不会不管我们。
Because God loves us, He will not just leave us alone.
这个信心你要有的。
You have to have this faith.
所以我们能够靠主得胜。
Therefore, we can rely on God and be in victory.
我们都是得胜者。
We are all winners.
请你跟隔壁左右人鼓励一下好不好？说
please tell
你是得胜者。
Please tell the person sitting next to you, you are the winner. You are in victory.
真的是如此吗？
It is the truth.
神已经给我们得胜的地位，得胜的身份。
God has already given us the status in victory. He has already given us.
只是我们常常忘记了要靠信心来得胜。
We often forget, by having strong faith in God, we can win. We can be in victory.
大卫和歌利亚的单挑结果如何呢？
So what's the attack between Goliath and David? What's the result?
大卫凭着对神的信心。
David, by his strong faith in God,
他抛出第一颗石头就击中巨人歌利亚的额头，结果歌利亚倒地而死。
He slung the first stone toward the forehead of Goliath. The stone sank into the forehead of Goliath. Goliath fell face down to the ground and dead.
就这么简单。
It was very simple.
啊，我们知道呢，我们现代人有各式各样的压力，各式各样的担心。
We know nowadays people living in the modern world.They have all sorts of worries, all sorts of fearfulness.
啊，有人担心工作可能保不住了。
Some people worry they couldn't keep up with their job.
啊，有人担心孩子的学习不够好啊。
Some people worry about their children's school and grades.
啊，有人担心这个父母啊，可能健康有问题啊。
Some people worry about the health of their parents.
啊，好像每天总是有各式各样的担心啊，烦心的事情。
It seems like every day there always something they could worry about.
那我们怎么样可以胜过这些担心、忧虑、害怕呢？
How can we win over those worriedness, those sadness, those fearfulness?
就是要向大卫学。
We need to learn from David.
大卫对神的信心是何等的强大。
The strong faith, the faith David had in God is so powerful.
当时他不过是一个牧羊的青少年。
At that time, he was just a teenager. He was a shepherd.
而且说实在，当时他对神的认识还不是很深呢。
And at that time, he didn't really know God that well.
但是正因为他一个单纯的信心产生了强大的力量。
But because he has such a pure and genuine faith in God, that faith was just powerful.
什么是我们得胜世界呢？
How can we win over the world?
就是我们对神的信心。
That's our faith in God.
这是我们和世界的人不同的地方。 道吗？
Do you know?
神在圣经中给我们有300多次以上的应许。
In Bible, God gave us more than 300 promises.
什么叫应许？
What is a promise?
就是神答应我们的事情。
That's what God promised us.
神说话算话。
God promises, He's going to fulfill the promise.
他说他给我们的，他就一定给我们。
God said He's going to give to us. For sure, God is going to give to us.
请大家来读提摩太后书一章七节。
Now let's look at the book of Second Timothy.
好，提摩太后书一章七节，一起来，请。因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
The second book of Timothy, first chapter, verse 7. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline.
请注意再看经文。
So please pay attention to the verse again.
因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline.
很清楚，这是神已经给我们的应许嘛。
That's very clear. God gave us this promise.
那为什么有时候我们还担心呢？还忧虑呢？还害怕呢？
But why a lot of times we're in quarantine? We're scared. We're sad.
那很可惜，就是你没有支取神的应许。
That's because you did not receive God's promise.
从你得救的那一天开始，神已经给你一颗刚强仁爱谨守的心了。
From the day you were saved, God has already blessed you with the heart of the power, love, and self-discipline.
但是我们同时也要自己要操练。
But in the meantime, we need to practice.
啊，我们会遇到各样的难处、各样的压力，正是我们操练的时候。
We will have hard times. We will have stress. But that's the perfect opportunity for us to practice.
每一位神的儿女都有神赐给我们新的心。
Every single children of God, you have a new spirit, new heart, new life.
神应许给我们一个新的生命。
God bless us, He give us a new life.
所以不应该是一个忧愁害怕的生命。
Shouldn't be a life full of fearness and sadness.
而应该是活出一个喜乐的生命。
Should be a life full of joy, full of happiness.
但是很可惜，好像事实并不是如此。
But it's very sad. The fact is not like that. It's not.You know, we're not living in the life of happiness and joy.
那问题到底出在哪里？
So what's the problem?
有一则寓言故事非常有趣。
There was a fable. It was very interesting.
有一个魔鬼啊，奉撒旦的命令啊，要去亚洲杀人。
There was one time a devil. He was commanded by Satan. He was sent to Asia, the region Asia, to kill people.
在路上呢，他就碰到一个做人口调查的统计员。
On the way to Asia to kill people, he met a statistic who was doing the census survey.
统计员就问魔鬼说：“你要去哪里啊？”
The statistic asked the devil, "Hey, where are you going?"
魔鬼回答说：“我要去亚洲杀人啊。”
I am on my way to the region Asia to kill people.
统计员就继续问他说：“那你要杀多少人啊？”
The statistic continued to ask him, "How many people do you plan to kill?"
魔鬼说：“我奉撒旦的命令啊，要杀10,000人。
”I was commanded by Satan. I was about to kill 10,000 people.
隔了三天，亚洲地区果然死了很多人了。
After 3 days, for sure, in the region Asia, there were a lot of people died.
这个统计员就一算，哎呀！怎么死了10,000人呢、
The statistic calculated, said, how come there were totally more than hundreds of the people died?
这个时候那个魔鬼就很得意地说。
At that time, the devil was just really proudly saying.
他很得意地笑一笑说，其实啊，我只杀了10,000人，那90,000人呢、是被我活活吓死的。
The devil said, truly, I really killed 10,000 people.The other 90,000 people, they were scared to death.
虽然是一个寓言，给我们很好的启发。
And that is a fable, but that truly can tell us something.
原来撒旦的工作就是要人活在恐惧害怕当中。
Truly, Satan's job was to make people to live in fearness.
撒旦的工作就是要让你缺少安全感。
Satan's job is to make you feel insecure.
撒旦的工作就是要摇动我们的信心嘛。
Satan's job is to unstable your strong faith in God.
那么当一个人长期活在这个忧虑啊、恐惧、害怕的状态中，怎么会不生病呢？
When a person always live in the fearness, in the sadness, in the fearfulness, how can these people not getting ill?
一个人长期活在忧虑害怕当中，哪里有力量去征战呢？
How can these people to fight in the life of a battlefield if always live in the fearness and the sadness and the scaredness?
那有人就会问牧师说了。
Well, some people just come to ask the pastor.
那到底怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
三个靠。
Three things we need to rely on.
我盼望你们能记下来。
I wish you can remember that.
靠神的话，靠神的灵，靠平常的操练。
Rely on the words of God, rely on the spirit of God, rely on constant practice.
这三个靠太重要了。
These three things we need to rely on, they're very important.
就是我们得胜的秘诀。
Those are the secrets of our victory.
我们知道神的话是大有能力的。
We know God's holy word is full of power.
所以在这个属灵的征战当中，我们一定要靠神的话才能得胜。
Therefore, this spiritual battle, we only can win, can be in victory when we rely on God's holy words.
每个礼拜的金句非常重要。
Every week we have a memorized words. Those are very important.
鼓励你能够背下来。
I encourage you try to memorize it.
一个礼拜背一句很简单嘛。
Every week, just only remember one verse. It's not that hard, it's simple.
一年有五十二个礼拜，那你背了多少句啊？
There are totally 52 weeks in a year, so how many Bible verses could you remember?
你们告诉我。
You tell me.
五十二句。
52 verses.
我来教会服侍有两年了。
Well, I have already come to church for more than 2 years.
你如果好好背的话，你现在背了几句啊？
Well, if you truly practice and memorize, how many Bible verses have you already remembered?
你就有100多句神的话在你的心里面吗？
More than 100 Bible verses in your mind, in your heart.
当你面对困难害怕的时候，神的话就啪啪出来，在你的心里面提醒你，帮助你。
When you are facing the difficulties, when you are facing the tough time in your life, those Bible words, God's holy words will pop out from your mind and can help you.
你不但要熟记神的话，而且也希望你能教导你的孩子也熟记神的话。
Not only you memorize the Bible words, the God's holy words, also I encourage you to teach your children to memorize God's holy words.
比方说，当我们面对诱惑的时候
，For example, when we are facing the temptation.
啊，加拉太书6:7-8就提醒我们了。
In the book of Galatians.
我们一起读一下，来。
Let us read together.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
The book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reapDestruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
啊，你的选择是什么
？So what's your choice?
当然是选择顺从圣灵了。
Of course, you want to obey the Holy Spirit.
所以我们必须要记住神的话。
Therefore, we have to firmly remember the holy words from God.
因为当你面对你生命中哥利亚的时候
，Because when you are facing the Goliath of your life，
你就能靠神的话来击败撒旦的诱惑。
You can upon God's holy words to attack this strong opponent。
我们不但不会退让，而且要奉主的名勇敢地迎向前去。
We're not going to back off. By God's name, by the living God, Almighty's name, we will go forward.
就像大卫当时，他是主动的、勇敢的对着巨人哥利亚，他是迎向前去的。
At that time, David was fearless. He just went over to the giant Goliath.
大卫是带着巨大无比必胜的信念迎向前去。
David had this strong faith. He's going to be in victory for sure because he had strong faith in God.
今天所有的基督徒都要带着这个必胜的信念迎向你生命中的哥利亚。
Now, all the Christians, we need to go forward to face the Goliath of your life with this strong faith in God.
原因是我们的主是从死里复活的主。
The reason is because the Lord we truly believe, truly worship is the Lord who is alive after 3 days of the dead.
意思是我们的主是得胜再得胜的主。
Because our Lord is in victory, is in victory.
我们的主是得胜撒旦黑暗权势的主。
Our Lord went over the Satan, went over the darkness. He is in victory.
天上地下一切权柄都是属于我们的主。
On heaven, on earth, everything, all the power, authorities belong to our Lord.
我们有这样的主，我们有什么好害怕的？
We have a Lord like this. Why should we be fearful?
所以求主坚固我们。
So Lord, please.Help us.
在你软弱的时候
when you are weak,
在你害怕的时候
when you are feeling weak, feeling scared,
你要记得你的主是从死里复活得胜再得胜的主。
You need to know the Lord you trust in is the Lord, is the living God.
所以你必定得胜。
So you will win, you will be in victory.
第二个重点是要依靠圣灵的带领。
Second one, rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
请大家来读加拉太书五章二十五节。
Please read the book of Galatians.
一起来，请。我们若是靠圣灵得胜，就当靠圣灵行事。
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
我们不仅仅是靠圣灵得胜，我们也要依靠圣灵行事。
Since we live by the Spirit.Let us keep in step with the Spirit.
换句话说，我们弟兄姐妹平时就要学习聆听圣灵微小的声音。
In the other words, all the brothers and sisters, every single day we need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
当然，这需要一个过程，需要很多的时间操练。
Of course, it is a process, needs a lot of practice.
就是平常你和圣灵要建立一个好的关系。
That means every day in your daily life, you need to have a good, great relationship with the Holy Spirit.
一位和圣灵有良好关系的人，就不容易有血气的表现。
When you have a great relationship with the Holy Spirit, you won't have that many actions out from your flesh.
当你里面有属灵属天的平安，你外面就会流露出。温和谦卑的样式。
When you have a inner peace in yourself, automatically you will be a very humble, kind, genuine person.
反过来说。
On the other words.
啊，如果你里面这个很不安。
If you don't have a inner peace.
外面压力很大。
Have a lot of stress from the externals.
啊，这样的表现就常常是很容易生气。
Then it's very easy for you to get upset.
或者常常抱怨这抱怨那。
Or complain this, complain that.
啊，你注意看，你就知道我讲的意思。
Well, if you pay attention, you know what I mean.
第三个重点。
The third important point.
哦，要靠平常的操练。
Please rely on the constant practice at your daily life.
请大家想想看。
Think about it.
大卫平时在牧羊的时候，他已经把这个甩石头的功夫练得很好了。
David was a shepherd. In his daily life, he shared from the sheep, so he often practiced to sling those stones toward the target.
他牧羊的时候啊，可能有野兽要有狼啊，要来吃这些羊啊，所以他已经练习。他平常他练习这个甩石就甩得很准很好。
When he was shepherding the sheep, a lot of times.There were animals, wild wolves, so he has to practice slinging the stone toward those animals to protect protect the cattle.
他平常下的功夫够。
Well, he practiced a lot.
所以当他面对哥利亚的时候
，So when he faced Goliath,
第一颗石头就打中哥利亚额头。
The first stone he slung out.
was targeted right there toward the forehead of Goliath.
可见他抛出去的力道又快又准。
You can tell the power when he slapped that stone, it was really powerful.
所以那个巨人就应声倒下。
Right away, Goliath was fall down, face down to the ground.
那如果大卫平常没有练习，
If David didn't really practice this, in his daily life,
他抛出去一颗打不动，第二颗也打不动，五颗都打不动。
If he slammed the first stone didn't target, second one didn't target, all five stones didn't make to the target.
你有没有想过？
What happened? What do you think?
那就很惨了。
That's going to be really scary.
所以这提醒我们，平常你的祷告、读经、亲近神非常非常重要。
They tell us every day you read the Bible, you pray, you study Bible verses. Those are very important practice.
牧师能做的就是礼拜天，我尽我一切的力量准备一个属灵的大餐给你啊。
As a pastor, all I can do on Sunday morning, I provide a big, spiritual meal for you. That's all I can do on Sunday morning.
但是你不能礼拜一到礼拜六你都通通饿着肚子 ，right?
But Monday through Saturday, you cannot make yourself hungry.
啊，你然后礼拜天大吃一顿，其实很不健康吧。
Then on Sunday, you just eat a lot. That's not healthy practice.
我要强调你平常你自己跟主的关系很重要。
I emphasize in your daily life, every day, your relationship with the Lord is very important.
啊，你平常跟主的关系建立得好，礼拜天再领受一个属灵大餐，你的装备就非常这个强壮。
During your daily life, you have a good relationship with the Lord. Then on Sunday, you eat this big spiritual meal. Then you really equip yourself very well.
那一旦你要和撒旦作战的时候
，Once you are in the situation need to battle with the Satan,
你就不会心慌意乱。
You won't be fearful.
因为你平时的功夫下得够。
Because you have already practiced a lot in your daily life.
还有一点很重要，就是要有
One more thing, very important.
临危不乱的精神。
Well, you cannot be fearful and scared when you are in that particular situation.
相信大家都看过各式各样的人了。
Well, I'm sure you met all kinds of people, all sorts of people.
因为大家的社会经验都很多了。
Well, you have already, you know, have a lot of experience in this society.
无论在教会里面还是公司里面。
No matter in the church or at your work.
有的人碰到了很大难处的时候呢，他的态度呢仍然非常的稳重。
Some people just, you know, face a big major obstacle in their life and facing tough time, but they're very calm.
但是有的人却不一样啊。
But some other people behave totally different.
有一点小事不得了喽。
Oh, they can make a big fuss out of small thing.
哎呀，菜不够了，哎呀，这个多来了几个人，哎呀，一下少了什么，不得了了，鸡飞狗跳。
Oh my goodness, I have a guest coming in, I did not prepare enough of meals, oh my goodness, what should I do? Just, you know, make a big fuss out of small things.
你要做哪一种人？
Which type of a person you chose to be?
大家还记得前几年的一个大新闻吗？
A couple of years ago, do you remember there was a big news?
在纽约的上空有一架飞机因为小鸟跑进了引擎里面就故障了。
An airplane was flying on top of the city of New York. A small bird ran into the engine of the airplane and stuck there. It was just extremely dangerous.
当时的情况真的很危险啊。
At that time, the situation was extremely dangerous.
但是幸亏那一个老的飞机师非常的沉稳老练。
It was so blessed at that time, the captain of the plane, the pilot,He was very calm.
因着他的稳重老练，他决定把飞机就降落在这个哈德森的河流上。
Because of his calmness and his skill, he landed successfully for the airplane on the river of Hudson.
大家都还记得这个新闻吗？
Well, you remember that news, right?
啊，这个整个飞机乘客的性命。完全靠着这个老的这个驾驶员他的沉稳非常平安的把飞机降落在河流上。
The pilot, he was really a senior pilot. He was very calm, he's very skillful. Because his calmness and his superior skill, he led this plane on top of the Hudson River. He saved the lives of the people who lived, who were on that airplane, all the lives on the airplane.
可见临危不乱的态度是很重要的。
So the attitude, you have to be calm when you're in that special situation. That's very important.
今天我们都是基督的精兵。
Today, everyone, we are the frontline soldier for Jesus Christ.
什么叫精兵啊？
What is the frontline soldier for Jesus Christ?
就是能够打仗的兵。
Well, those are the soldiers who really can fight.
而且经过严格训练的。
And also went through the series of training.
就像海军陆战队是一个非常这个好的经过严格的这个精兵。
Just like the Navy SEALs, they went through very serious trainings.
平时我们就受了很好的训练。
Because we had these trainings in our daily life.
你自己每天的灵修。
Every day you study Bible.
礼拜五的小组查经。
And you go to your cell group to study Bible.
礼拜天的信息加上主任学。
And on Sunday, you receive the information from the sermon and also Sunday school.
这一切帮助我们装备的好，更重要的是对主的信心。
Those will equip you well, but the most important thing is your faith in God.
如何得胜？
How do you be in victory? How do you win?
我们看 PowerPoint 有三个重点。
Look at the PowerPoint, three things.
第一个要全心信靠神。
First, trust in God and heartily.
第二个要靠主得胜恐惧忧虑怀疑。
Rely on the Lord to overcome fear, anxiety, and suspicion.
第三个要靠主得胜撒旦的诱惑世界的迷惑。
Rely on the Lord to overcome Satan's temptation and the world's illusion.
还有就是你平常需要殷勤的操练。
The most important thing in your daily life, you need to practice and practice.
把握两个原则。
Two important principles.
第一个就是生命要主与主联合。
Your life need to connect with the Lord.
生活要与主同行。
Your life you need to walk together with our Lord.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us all pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们感谢你将撒母耳记上十七章摆在我们的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us to have the first book of Samuel, chapter 17.
我们看见年少的大卫面对敌人歌利亚的时候，一点都不害怕恐惧。
We can tell from this story the teenager, youngster David, he was not fearful at all when he was facing the giant and ferocious Goliath.
虽然敌人高大凶猛，
Even though the opponent is just a giant and ferocious,
但是大卫却凭着靠着万军之耶和华的信心得胜。
But David was in victory because he has a strong faith in the living God Almighty.
也求主加添我们的信心。
God, please make us, bless us to have a stronger faith.
就像你应许我们所说的，
Just like what you promised us.
你应许我们在约翰一书五章四节这样说。
You promise us in the book of First John.
因为从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
Because we are from the God, we can be in victory, win over the world, because that's the strong faith of God.
我们恳求主来复兴我们的教会。
God, please revive our church.
加添我们的信心、爱心、盼望。
Bless us to have a strong faith and hope.
大大的复兴我们的教会。
Revive our church greatly.
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹都成为主的真门徒。
So every single brother and sisters, we will be the true disciple of the Lord.
传扬主耶稣大好的消息。
Tell people about the good news of our Lord.
我们把一切的荣耀归给主。
We give all the praise to you, Lord.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天我们要预备心领受主餐。
Today, we need to prepare our heart to receive the Lord's supper.
如果你还没有得救的话，
If you haven't been saved,
拜托你暂时忍耐一下。
Please be patient.
如果你已经成为基督徒，但是还没有受洗的话，
But if you have already think you are a Christian but haven't been baptized.
我们也拜托你暂时忍耐一下。
Please just be patient.
但是我们盼望你早日能够悔改归到主的名下。
But we pray, sooner you can repent and come to the Lord.
而且愿意遵照主耶稣的大使命，愿意受洗。
And you want to obey the great mission of the Lord, want to be baptized.
这样我们就欢迎你一同来领受。
Then we will welcome you to join us together for this communion service.
主餐是一个非常重要属灵的意义。
Communion service has a very important spiritual meaning.
因为思想主耶稣在十字架上为我们舍身流血。
Because we are thinking how Jesus Christ, our Lord, shed His precious blood on the cross for us.
我们有一点点安静的时间。
Let us to have some quiet, peaceful time.
请你自己跟主祷告。
You pray with the Lord by yourself.
求圣灵的光照。
Please let the Holy Spirit shine upon you.
有没有亏欠主、亏欠教会的地方
？To examine if you did wrong things, toward the Lord, toward the church.
让我们以心灵和诚实来到耶稣基督的面前。
By our pure heart, pure soul, and honesty, let's come to the Lord.
我们有一点点安静的时间。
Let us have some peaceful and quiet time.
天父，在这个忙碌的时间世界里面，求主帮助我们安静在你的面前。
Our dear Heavenly Father, in this world is such a busy, busy world. Please give us peaceful and quiet heart.
让我们这个时候。